That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Happy Hour. I am your host, Gretchen Garrity. You guys can find my personal Instagram linked in the description, the show notes, whatever it's called, of this podcast. Also, the Instagram for this podcast is just called Happy Hour Podcast on Instagram. So those are in the description as normal. But today we are talking about, I guess, in specific things I miss being like post-grad, but yeah, I guess things just in college maybe specifically, or sort of like young adulthood. I'm being like sentimental and nostalgic this week, but sort of I want to be talking about also like my message to current students, current college students, because I know that we're in such an unprecedented time right now. I will use that term. I know that's like overused, but first and foremost, I guess I should say, no, my intention is to not offend current college students or make you upset with me, because I know school situations are so different and just unique right now. Like, I know I was chatting with my neighbor back home, and she's a sophomore in college, and she was staying out at her college since it's in-state, like in New York. She was able to go and move in and didn't have to quarantine, I think, because she was in New York, but people out of state had to come and move in and be in their dorm alone and quarantine for 2 weeks. And then I have two cousins that are in school now. You guys know Mandy, obviously. She's has been in a lot of my stuff. She goes to University of South Carolina. And I just feel like every school is so different right now. So I know she's back, and they have class in person, I believe, and yeah, but then after Thanksgiving break, they have to stay home and everything moves online. I think a lot of schools are doing that too. I should know about BU, right? Because that's where I went. I think they almost have an option of taking classes in person, maybe only a couple days a week, or being online. My other cousin goes to, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I never know how to say that. I'm struggling with words today because I always just want to call it like Chapel Hill, but it's like UNC Chapel Hill. And she moved in, and I think maybe they're doing the same thing as my cousin Mandy, where they're all in person until after Thanksgiving. So what I'm trying to say is I feel for you, and I obviously, you guys know I graduated in 2019, so I just got literally extremely lucky that I graduated before all of this, because I couldn't imagine, like, college is such a special time in your life, and I just know with everything going on right now how frustrating that could be, and, you know, just really sad when you're wanting to, like, be with your friends on campus and finishing school, everything, like, everything that comes with that. You guys know what I'm saying. I'm sure you understand that, just especially if you're senior. Like, you guys know a lot of my friends were actually a year younger at BU, and so they missed their senior spring at BU and were, like, heartbroken, so this is just what I want to talk about and kind of my message to current college students, because I was thinking about just my episode this week and I just couldn't stop thinking about this, and I caught myself getting kind of like emotional this week, just like missing college. And I know I've talked about sort of like dealing with post-grad or like post-grad blues, everyone calls it, in episodes in the past, but yeah, that's just what I felt like talking about this week. So I just think with all that being said, I think it could be good for someone like me who did graduate to look back and just kind of point out things to be grateful for in the moment that I would guess that you may miss later on like I do, or just point out things that I sort of wish I cherished more and wish that I didn't take for granted. So I guess what I'm really getting at is just getting good at being really present and knowing that you're giving like your current moment your all, if that makes sense, and just finding joy in the present and like forcing yourself to do that. And yeah, we're gonna get into all of that. You guys know I've been working on being more organized and structured over here. So you guys know I start all my episodes with talking about something that I'm happy about currently, because I think that's just a good little mood booster, and we can just force ourselves to think about something that we're happy about right now. And when I say force myself, I mean sometimes it probably is like that, like, okay, what am I happy about this week? Like, you can sort of catch yourself feeling like everything's not going my way, or you, I don't know, or just having like a bad day or a bad week. So sometimes it is like that, but sometimes you're like, oh, there's so many things to be happy about. So anyway, this week what I'm happy about is technology that allows us to connect with one another. This is like probably cheesy. I feel like I'm cheesy over here today. Oh, and just wait till you hear my quote. But I was really thinking about it, and I'm like, I am so grateful. Like, that's something that I'm genuinely so grateful for. Like, I'm sure all of us couldn't even imagine life without Skype, Zoom, FaceTime right now. And it's like, if we were living in 1900, we wouldn't have that, or however long ago, you know what I'm saying? So I just think, you know, technology that allows us to connect with one another while not physically being together is something to really be grateful for. And I think that's definitely something you can sort of lose sight of and just take for granted. So just wanted to point that out, because I feel like that goes really nicely with my episode this week. And this is really cheesy. Here we go with my happy quote or idea. And this is just like a saying that is way overused and definitely cheesy, but it's special to me because it's something that my dad would always say to my twin sister and I growing up. And I feel like we never even knew what it meant, or we're always like, oh, dad, you always say that. But then as I grew older, I realized what it meant and how he really lived his life that way, and why it is such a good thing to remind yourself. So my little idea or quote saying this week is carpe diem, which means seize the day. And so, yeah, I feel like when we were younger, we would be like, what does seize the day mean, dad? Like, we don't even know what that means, like, as little kids. But then you come to realize that it just means to live your life to the fullest. And I think when I think about it, like, seizing your day and just, like, taking every opportunity that comes with your day and all the ups and downs, and to remind yourself to be joyful and playful and optimistic. And yeah, I really like reminding myself that. So I think that could be a good thing to hear in today's day and age as well. So right now, things I think and know you can still do to be social and feel like you're living your best life and seizing the day. Let's get started with my little list. So make the effort for friend Zoom calls, Zooms, and FaceTimes. I can be the first to admit that I could get better at this. Max is so good at doing this with his friends. They have their big friend group Zoom calls, and they all catch up, and it's like structured every week. They have their time, and that's so nice. So I know how much better I feel whenever I FaceTime a friend and chat with a friend. I swear, whenever I'm feeling down or having like the worst day, I look back and I'm like, wow, I haven't talked to my friends in a couple days, and I just feel so disconnected and like sad, and I want to catch up with them and what's going on in their life. And it's like, that's what life's all about, right? Like, connecting with your loved ones and your family members and your friends. And well, maybe in my mind, that's just a part of it. So I just want to reiterate that to be grateful for this technology, like I was saying earlier, to still connect with one another, even if you can't physically be together or if you're not going back to your college. I feel like a lot of college students, by the way, have the choice, right? Am I right? Can you guys like comment on my last Instagram post? You know, that's how I always see your feedback on my last Happy Hour podcast Instagram post. It's HAPPYHR podcast. If you didn't see in the little description, like I was talking about earlier, but I think a lot of people have the option, especially if they like don't feel comfortable going back to campus for whatever reason. So I just think don't take that for granted. And I think it can be so easy to just get lazy and like watch Netflix and not want to do anything. But when you make the effort to still connect with your friends and show them you care and wanting to keep up with them, they feel better, you feel better, your relationship stronger, like everything is better. And I think that Like, I so often feel like people talk about friendships and keeping your friendship strong, especially in college or, like, post-college or even, you know what I should do, you guys? People ask me to talk about making friends as an adult, essentially, or, like, after college. I, like, forget that I'm an adult, you know? I'm 23. I feel like a kid, but I'm sure I will learn a lot about that when I move to a whole new town and I know barely anyone. You guys know I moved to Pennsylvania in, like, 2 weeks now, which is so crazy. Or is it less than 2 weeks? Oh, my gosh. I don't even want to know, but I'm sure I will be put to the test for making adult friends, so I'd love to, like, make an episode about that. But I think in keeping the friends that you already have in your life, it's so that you get out what you put into it and you stay close with the people that you make the effort to stay close with and keep up with them and show them that you care kind of thing. So I just wanted to, like, really emphasize that because I think that's the number one thing that I miss about college most. I mean, I know it's the number one thing is just being around your friends so much and living in such close quarters. And, you know, it's just so convenient to, like, literally walk down the hall or be roommates with one of your best friends or have classes with them or a sports team or a club or a sorority, whatever it is. So it's just like being around all those people and then graduating and then you all separate and move your separate ways for different jobs and whatever it may be. It's just a really big change. So yeah, I just wanted to really emphasize the staying close with friends and making that effort to still be connected. And I think another way that really shows you care and really goes the extra mile is if you send, like, a handwritten note or a package. This sounds, like, so old school. Everyone's like, okay, I'm not gonna go, like, write my friend a letter. But seriously, do it and see how it just, like, makes their whole day in life, because I never get, like, handwritten anything anymore, you know? So when you do, it's, like, so special. And I just think about, if you guys remember my best friend from home, Hannah, she had this, like, golden retriever stuffed animal at her house. And in quarantine, when I was here on Cape Cod and, like, not seeing my family and friends for so long and just sort of, you know, obviously missing family and friends, and I was really down about still not being able to find a golden retriever. You guys know now I have Brody, but I was just down about not being able to find one. And yeah, so she sent me the sweetest package with a handwritten note, and, like, she got this cute little stationery and, like, her little stamps. They were so fun. And she sent me this little stuffed animal golden retriever, and it seriously made my whole life, and, like, I will never forget that, you know? So I think that just goes to show, like, how much your actions can, like, affect your friends and just show that you care. Like, little things like that just seriously meant the world to me, and I feel like would to your friends too. So even if you're not sending them stuffed animals, maybe just, like, send a letter, or even if you don't have time for that and it's a text or a call or a FaceTime, like, yeah, I know I've talked about that a lot, but so important. Okay, next up on my list in the line, in the same vein, that's what I'm trying to say, as seizing the day, like, living your best life right now, even when it can feel kind of weird and everything's different, is, and I may have talked about this, like, in the beginning of quarantine, because we all know we gained so much free time and not being able to do things that you do on a day-to-day basis. So in this extra time, do the things you've always wanted to do and didn't have time for, but, like, actually do it. I can attest to this. I'm like, I was, like, saying it and not living it sort of thing. I'm, like, messing up the phrase right now. I wasn't walking the talk or talking, walking the talk, I think is the phrase I'm looking for. Anyway, so I feel like I'm someone that reading just doesn't naturally really come to me that easily. And it's funny because I think back to when I was little and I was such a reader and, like, really enjoyed reading. And I think I just got so busy and found other hobbies like YouTube and, you know, creating content on social media that I liked so much more. So that's kind of where my attention went. But in quarantine, I really challenged myself. I'm like, Gretchen, you love, well, you don't really love reading, but you love when you push yourself and challenge yourself to read and how it feels to learn and, yeah, kind of escaping from things that stress you out. Like, reading is such an escape and sort of, like, a therapeutic thing for me and really puts me in the moment and makes me present. Even though thinking about it, you're, like, reading about something else. So is that being present? I don't know. I think it is because you're just, like, in the moment. Anyway, I digress. What I'm trying to say is I'm finally walking the talk, and I'm reading this book now called High Performance Habits, and I've always wanted to have time for this. So, you know, essentially I'm like, you have more time in quarantine, and now I know, like, a lot of parts of the world are opening back up and life is getting more normal, but I would say that we are still living cautiously and not, you know, back to like our normal life. And I would say we still have like more, a little more free time maybe than we used to. I'm sure I do, because I'm not traveling. I'm not really like seeing friends. I'm not going anywhere. I like stay home. So it's funny, because what I'm trying to get at is I say like we have more time for these things, but I so easily during quarantine was filling this extra time with other things instead of reading. So what you really have to do is just have your priorities in order. And what I really had to do for reading is make time. And I think when something's important to you, you make time for it. And that's just another like side note, good lesson in life. That just reminds me of like relationships and boys and stuff. Like people are like, oh, I don't know if he likes me, or like he's just so busy. Sister. I mean, I'm sure there's like extenuating circumstances. Maybe it's like someone that's like crazy busy and has like the craziest, busiest career. But like for the most part, if somebody likes you, you're going to know it, and you make time for what you care about. Bottom line, just a reminder. That just made me think of that. But yeah, so going with the topic of doing things you've always wanted to have time for and how I made time for reading, I think that now could be a really great time to start with a small business that you've always thought about. I know so many people started tie-dye businesses during quarantine, and you guys know I've been thinking about making happy hour merch, like either like yellow crew neck sweatshirts or hoodies, or like maybe like a yellow tie-dye mask. I don't know. I've been thinking about it so much, have actually been putting some serious effort into it and thought. So we will see where that goes. But this brings me to my next point, you guys. ShipStation. Okay. If you are an e-commerce seller, or if you've been thinking about it like me, when you're selling online, getting a lot of orders can be so tough to just track who gets what shipping carrier should use, and if you're getting the best rate. So that's why you guys need ShipStation. It's the fastest, easiest, and most affordable way to manage and ship your orders, print out labels, get your product to your customers, etc. ShipStation just helps online sellers of any size get orders out quickly, save money on shipping costs, and keep customers happy. I love that ShipStation just helps online sellers of any size, because obviously I would be starting off so small, just get out orders quickly, save money on shipping costs, and keep customers happy. Even if you're selling on Amazon, Etsy, your own website, I like that ShipStation just will bring all your orders into one place, just making it really easy to manage from all your devices. I know you can even use it on your cell phone. And ShipStation works with all major carriers like the U.S. Postal Service, FedEx, UPS, and Amazon Fulfillment. So you can just compare and choose what shipping option works best for you and your small business. And ShipStation also offers big discounts on shipping costs, so any business can access same postage discounts that are usually reserved for really large companies. I don't know if you guys knew that, but that's just something that's really nice with ShipStation. You'll just always know that you're getting the best deal. Personally, just knowing how simple shipping with ShipStation is makes me so excited for the future of making merch. I know you guys, so many of you are just like really asking for happy hour hoodies or something like that, so we will see where that goes. It is no wonder to me that ShipStation is the number one choice of online sellers. Basically, you'll just be able to ship more in less time with the best rates available. And I know right now you guys can try out ShipStation for free for 60 days when you use the offer code GG. So get started at ShipStation today. Again, it's totally free for 2 months. I know you won't even have to put in your credit card to start your free trial with my code GG at ShipStation.com. I just knew I had to tell you guys about that, especially if you've been thinking about starting a small business during this time like I have. So now, back to other ways to be living your best young adult life, I guess. So I think just something else that's really good to point out is not underestimating the power of social interaction, I will call it, during your day with seriously everyone and anyone, people you pass by, neighbors, because I know, come on guys, that's something we so took for granted in the past. And I can say for me, especially living in Boston in a city, you're just like running by people all day long. Everyone's so busy, headphones in, hair tie up, Nikes on, like running down the street, very fast paced. I just know Boston is so fast paced, New York even more. But I think slowing down and having the pace of life slow down a bit from the pandemic just makes you realize like that maybe that's something you've been taking for granted. And I don't know, you guys, just like chatting with the person while you're checking out at Trader Joe's just feels really good. And maybe I'm saying this because I'm not seeing friends as often, but it's like why not make the extra effort to talk to someone that you're around? I don't know. Like, I think you can just do it in a very normal way and not like you're hi to like everyone down the street. But I think just being outgoing and, you know, complimenting someone on something that you like about them, even if you normally would be like a little too shy or something, like you never know how that can make someone's day and seriously change like the whole trajectory of their day. I know that's happened to me in the past where I'm having a bad day and someone just goes out of their way to like be kind to me and it changes everything. So that's just kind of reminding me of that. But I think that's just what I've really come to appreciate during all of this is the power of social interaction, because I know with me specifically with my neighbors back home in Albany, when I got back home, when I would just be like walking my dog and I would pass by them and we'd chat for a bit, like socially distanced, masks on, like totally safe. It's just like, I just have this feeling of like, wow, that was so nice to just like catch up with someone or chat with someone that I haven't seen in months. And you know, so I think that's something that can really help, especially if you are back home right now and haven't gone back to college or aren't able to. Just being able to, you know, connect with people in your everyday life maybe that you wouldn't normally, I think can be something to think about. It's really just like, it's interesting, you guys. College is such a balance of like growing up and important, like adulting and learning in school, but also growing up, you know, socially and just maturing in your life with, yeah, life experiences with your peers. So, okay, like we get it, Gretchen. You miss your friends. You miss like interacting with people. I'm very extroverted. I feel like that's obvious. So I want to talk about other things I miss about college. Like, in case you're curious, and again, not to make you feel bad or like you're missing out or anything, but just maybe so that you could relate to missing these moments too and know that you're not alone in feeling this way. And yeah, I could just see people being like upset with me right now. And like, I do recognize, like, I'm so grateful that I was able to finish my 4 years. So I'm not trying to like be rude and be like, oh, I miss these times. And you guys are like, Gretchen, like we miss them more. We're like missing it currently right now in our college career. But I just think it could be helpful to maybe point out things, especially if you haven't like recognized them in your own life, so that we can work on not taking them for granted and really appreciating them, and sort of one step further, like seeing why we miss these things and moments, and if we can sort of like fulfill and feel fulfilled in similar ways, if that makes sense, if you're post-grad like me or are just missing like normal college life. So are you ready for this one thing that I miss from college? You guys are gonna be like shocked, I think. I feel like everyone thought that I was just constantly on vacation in college. And I will admit, like, you guys know I was traveling a lot. I feel so lucky and blessed that I was able to travel so much. I made my schedule a lot of times, like Tuesday, Thursday, or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And I would always take long weekends and travel. And it was so incredible. But I obviously took college in my education very seriously, or else I wouldn't have been there, right? It's a choice and something you pay for, so it was important to me. You guys know I paid for my college all by myself, so yeah, if I didn't want to be there, I wouldn't have been there, just saying that. But so you may be shocked to hear this, but something I miss is learning like constantly. I just feel like in your college career, your college, not career, college journey, your whole college time of 4 years or however long you're in college, I just think about how, I mean, obviously with classes, you are taking so many classes and you're learning so much, but I just feel like every day is sort of like a new experience, or maybe that's just how I felt personally going to Boston University and being in a city. Like, I was always meeting new people and surrounded by new people every day, and always around new people and new classes, like always meeting new people, being in new areas of the city, new spots on campus, taking new classes, like learning new things in my classes. I just felt like I've never had a time in my life where I've learned so much. Obviously, like, I feel like that's what college is for. And so I miss that. And I think it took me a while to recognize that I was missing that in college. And I think ways that I have felt fulfilled in similar ways, like literally, I'm not kidding, guys. Sometimes I think I'm like, do I want to like go to grad school because I like miss college that bad? And I think I never realized how much I enjoyed learning. I think I was the type of person where I could like complain about it all day long. But at the end of the day, I liked something that was challenging me like mentally and that I was interested in. And you know, I feel like, at least I felt like in my college classes, I think there was a big emphasis on like working with others and working with teams and like being a part of something, working towards something. Those were all things that I really enjoyed deep down and that I miss. And I think if I have tips for you guys, things that have helped me feel like fulfilled in similar ways would be taking Skillshare classes. You guys know I've talked about Skillshare before. This isn't like sponsored by them or anything, but there's so many classes on there. I think that also goes with me telling you to do things that you've always wanted to do. There are literally, I think, like thousands of classes on there, and I have learned about more like video editing and my video editing software, Final Cut, about photo editing. I've started to learn a little bit about Photoshop because I've always wanted to learn that, stuff like that. And that sort of gives me the same feeling as being in a class at BU. And I think what I miss even more on top of that is like learning with others, sort of like being in a team, which I will get to missing being on a team. But other things, you guys, that help, it's so weird, like, I don't know, like recognizing this or admitting this, because I feel like this is something that I became really honest with myself during quarantine. Maybe you guys can relate, how I felt like I was always complaining about college or not wanting to go to classes, or, you know, I was just like, oh, I just want to like hang out with my friends or do whatever. But then when it's taken away from you, or in my case, you just graduate and don't have it anymore, you realize how much you actually appreciated it and how much, how it's just like sort of different than anything else in your life, just like mentally challenging you, I guess is just like how I would categorize it. So another thing that helps me with that is documentaries, because I think it's just separate from, you know, like trashy reality TV or something that you're just like, oh my gosh, I'm just really, you know, sort of intrigued in like the gossip and whatever. And I really have been enjoying documentaries. Wait, I feel like I talked about this in my last week's episode. I have like deja vu, because a lot of times I'm learning something new and it sort of reminds me of being in like a lecture hall and listening to a professor. I don't know about you guys, but I learn the most, just for me personally, I learn from listening. So if you're telling me something and you have my full attention, like I'm paying attention, I am going to learn like the best that way and I will remember. So for me, podcasts are a really great way, or like listening to audiobooks, or again, is like a really good way to learn, because I will remember. And if I'm like writing something down or reading it, it doesn't like click as well. So it's interesting how everyone's different that way. But also YouTube videos, I feel like there's some more like informational YouTube videos, like teaching videos, and that sort of helps with my missing learning moments. And last thing I thought about, you guys, that I thought could be helpful to point out, this sort of goes along with like talking to your friends and family and making time for those that are important for you. But I swear whenever I'm catching up with relatives or talking with like an aunt or an uncle, especially grandparents, I sort of feel like fulfilled in this way, because I feel like I'm learning. I feel like we're always talking about old stories, or they're giving me advice on things, and I feel like I'm learning something new. And it's like, I feel like you can take for granted your own family maybe, and like the wisdom that they have. Like they're older than you and they have so much life experience. And I think like asking them things, like I feel like I will catch myself so quickly going to YouTube and being like, I don't know what to do about this. And then my aunt will text me and be like, oh, I just saw your YouTube video about this. You should do this, this, and that. Like, remember I used to work in insurance? And I'm like, oh my gosh, Aunt Margaret, like, you're so right. So I think that can really help too. And these are just things that I do and that help me. Another thing I miss, you guys, is just like the pace of life, I guess. And this is sort of like a double-edged sword. Like, I miss it and I don't. And I think just my life has undergone a change of pace, because I felt like really high school started ramping up and like getting really fast, and I was just cramming so much in there, and I felt life was just flying by. And same with college, way even quicker than high school, like twice as quick. It felt like I was in college for like a year or two. Like, I just can't even believe it was 4 years, because I felt like I was packing so much in there, which was like a good thing, but I just felt like my life was so go, 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 go. And then graduating and just having less on my plate, it's been really nice. I definitely feel like I have my life together more, more organized, less anxious, stuff like that. But a part of me misses just being in that like go, go, go mindset. I don't know if that's like healthy. I feel like that's probably unhealthy. I'm like, oh, I miss being like crazy busy and just, you know, that mindset of like, oh, he's grinding and stuff like that. But I think I just miss, I don't know. I don't know why it's like that. I think humans have like a tendency to do that, to look back like nostalgically at times and only remember the good times. And it's like, I should remind myself, Gretchen, you were probably so tired all the time. I mean, I can remember back. I think I never slept enough, you know, and now I like actually get enough sleep and actually like take care of myself. And like, suddenly I'm no longer sick anymore. Do you guys remember in college? I was sick all the time and I just wasn't taking care of myself. So I need to remind myself not to only think of the happy moments, because there were a lot of negatives that came with it, probably more negatives than positives. But a huge positive being like, I felt like I just got so much out of my college experience and I don't regret anything. And the only thing I would regret is like not interacting more, saying yes to more opportunities. I regret, you know, I wish there were just more hours in the day. Like, I don't have regrets. Because I can't regret sleeping the hours I did. Like, I wouldn't have functioned right without sleeping. But I wish I didn't have to sleep all of college, because I just felt like there was always so much to do. So I just miss that, you know, change the, well, I miss my pace of life back then. And it's just weird having the change of pace. And I think that's just me personally as well. You guys know I struggle with change in life in general. And I bet a lot of you can relate to this changing of your pace of life sort of in quarantine. I feel like it was just like a slap in the face to everyone to slow down, because you sort of had no choice but to when you're sitting at home. It just slows you down. But I know there's like positives and negatives. I feel like there's positives of it, especially for me. Yeah, I finally started being healthy and like taking care of myself and just slowing down and realizing like what's important, friends, family, things like that. But anyway, another thing I miss, this reminds me of friends, is just like interacting with so many people. Like I said, I just felt like I was learning so much. I was just interacting with new people seriously every day. And I feel like after graduating, just interacting on a day-to-day basis with less people is just a change and sort of something that's sad. I guess that's just a me problem and me personally. Maybe if you guys are really extroverted, you agree with that. But if I could be surrounded by like 30 people every day and always meeting new people, like I would. I just love it. So that's something I miss. And something else, you guys, that I miss, this is what you're actually going to be shocked about, is rowing. Okay, this is like a very specific part of rowing, because we all know how much I've talked about my rowing journey and experience, as a teenager, like in high school, as a young adult, I will say. Actually, wait a minute. I must have been 19 when, yeah, I think I was 19 years old when I quit rowing at BU. So I guess just as a teenager, because I guess I didn't row when I was 20 and not a teenager anymore. Anyway, it was definitely a part of my college experience. It was my first year of college. I rowed my whole freshman year. And if you guys, if this is like the first episode you're randomly listening to, I have done my fair share saying not so nice things about my rowing experience. And you guys know I struggled a lot. It was very difficult for me for so many reasons. I won't really get into that, but you guys know I was on the women's lightweight rowing team. So yeah, just started struggling with like making weight in college and sort of what that was doing to me personally and how it was affecting the way I looked at myself and what I consumed and my body image and my eating habits and things like that. So it got a little bit out of hand and just unhealthy. But those were all the bad aspects of rowing. I just feel like I've sort of focused on that and I haven't talked about like the good moments. And yeah, wow, this is really making me realize that I'm being like what I said before, when you look back and you just remember the good times, because that's essentially what I'm doing right now. But I think it is good to point out, like, while you can look back at times of your life and say like, oh, this like was a really difficult time for me and I was going through some stuff, I learned a lot, it was really pretty unhealthy, I know not everything was awful, right? Like, there were some good moments. So for me, what that looked like was, aside from everything I just said, I missed being, and I think what it really comes down to is what I was saying before, being on a team of girls and being surrounded by friends and working towards like a common goal together. I think that's what I miss about rowing. And it's, you know, it's funny because when it was all said and done, I was like, I never want to get in a boat again. I'm so done with everything. But what I miss, if I'm being really honest, and I can look back, is very specific moments of rowing. Like, I do miss exercising in that way and moving my body that way in a boat and, you know, rowing a boat. And I miss it being like early morning and the river being really, really calm. Like, it looks like glass and the sun's rising and it's not too hot and it's not too cold. And maybe I'm in a single or a double. Like, I like small boats and I like sculling, and like, that's what I miss. Like, those are the moments that I miss. So I guess what you could take from this is, if you are in college sports, or it doesn't even have to be sports, like clubs, whatever. Like, obviously, you guys know I was in a sorority, miss my sorority. Like, I joined a sorority after I quit rowing. But I think just, like, don't take it for granted and know how special it is. And if it's something that's really, really important to you and such a big part of your life, see if you can, you know, continue doing that post-grad. I know so many of my friends that were rowers in high school, college, become rowing coaches after, to stay connected with it after college. Or you can join, like, a local boathouse and see if you can take out small boats there. Or join, like, a master's program, I think it's called. Just things like that to still stay connected with the sport. Or even if it's just like a rowing machine in ERG. I know if you guys are rowers like you hate that, but I think when you are away from it for a while, you miss aspects of it. So I miss very specific moments like that, rowing. Oh my gosh. And especially, are you kidding me? Especially my twin sister, Lucy. That was just like so special for us to be able to do this sport together, especially in a double. And we would just move together so well, because obviously we're twins, and like, that's what I miss about that. But I think what that really speaks to me is that I miss, you know, always working towards something and having like this common goal with a team of people that you're working with. And I think that's something I really miss, because I don't know if I have like a parallel to that in my life right now, or something similar. I mean, there's always goals I'm working towards on YouTube and social media and things like that, but those are sort of like personal and I feel like just for me. So yeah, I miss like being on a team. I guess a team athletically or like career-wise. I'm sure a lot of you guys have jobs where you work with others or like work in a team. So I don't know, it just gets me thinking sometimes. I'm like, do I want to go like join CrossFit or something? Like, I've never done CrossFit, but I feel like that sort of is like a team atmosphere. Like, you go with like your same group of people, or I don't know. Do you guys like have ideas for me? Like, intramural sports, watch I start like going to play basketball on like an intramural team or something. But yeah, I just think, I don't know. I think that's just what I miss the most about college, and I thought would be helpful to point out to you guys, maybe so that you aren't in the same situation looking back like me missing it. I mean, I'm sure you will either way, but maybe just being like cognizant of it, your whole journey of college, and recognizing how special it is, so that you know you like lived your life to the fullest and were so social and like took every moment in the present and weren't taking it for granted or anything like that. Or if any of my tips like helped you guys for what I do now. So I want to ask you guys, what do you miss the most right now? I guess if you are in the time of life like me, post-grad or currently in college, but not being able to have like the full college experience, or even if it's later on in life or before college, I guess just in general with the times that we're living in, what do you miss the most? Again, you can comment on the Happy Hour podcast Instagram, because that's where I'll see it. So what I thought I would try this episode, you guys, because normally you guys know I start my episodes off with like sort of chit chat, just like catching up, just fun, like lighthearted stories. I feel like they're fun little like icebreakers or just like interesting little tidbits, but I feel like I can get obviously really distracted and just digress. So I thought maybe I would try that at the end of this episode and see how that goes and see if you guys like it. And maybe that could be my new thing, getting all the value information out to you in the beginning of the episode, since that's probably why you're here. And then if you want to like stay around to hear about how my day is going or like my current life, then you can do that. How does that sound? Okay, that's what we're going to do. I like this idea of like a chit chat segment. So can I tell you what happened last night? We're pivoting right now. You guys will not believe this. I'm still like in shock. I think Max and I are still confused. We woke up in the middle of the night, a little after 3 a.m., to Brody not in his crate. We were like, what? What? Where is he? How did he get out? What's going on? Is he okay? Are we okay? What's happening? we woke up and the crate door was just open and he wasn't in there. And it took us like a total of 2 seconds to realize he was under our bed because he loves just burrowing. It's not just the bed. He loves going under beds. It's sort of like a cozy little den, I think, instinct for him. And he'll go under the kitchen table, under like their living room table. He loves going in small spaces. So it took us 1 second to like look under the bed and see his little tail under there. And he was just sleeping under there. But we were just like, whoa, 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 what's going on? How did he get out of his crate? Like, what? So basically what we think happened, this was like parenting fail, I guess. And he's been loving his crate, you guys. He has been doing so well with it. So we are just like shocked that this happened. But he has a divider in his crate. If you guys have like a small dog or a puppy or anything like that, you might know about this. So a lot of times with a dog that is going to be bigger, that like grows really quick, like Brody, a golden retriever, you get a bigger crate, but then there's a divider in it. So you can divide off sections as they get bigger so that it's not too big for them. I think, I know the idea is, especially when they're really little and you're working on potty training, that they won't go to the bathroom in their little home den area where they sleep in the same spot. So you make it just small, like the size of them laying down, so they can just lay down and that's it. Because if they can go like pee in one corner and then, you know, walk over the other corner and lay down and sleep, they will. So it has honestly worked so well. He's never had an accident in his crate, which is so nice. And I think a lot of that just has to do with us not leaving him in there for too long, or when he was really little, we would just get up every like 2 or 3 hours and take him out, and now he's sleeping through the night, which is like so nice. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is last night, I believe Max moved the divider back. We keep moving it back every couple days or weeks or whatever it is, whenever we're noticing it's getting kind of tight for him in there because he's growing, and we move it back just so he has a little more space. And we're about to take the divider out, you guys, because we're divided off probably like 6 inches. Like, he doesn't even need the divider anymore. He's getting so big. But I think when Max was moving the divider and just like fiddling with the crate, we have like a double door crate. Do you guys like care about this? I don't even know if you care. I just thought it was kind of crazy and maybe interesting. I thought I would tell you. And if you don't care, I guess you could just sign off now. You already heard what I wanted you to hear. But anyways, so there's like a front door and a side door. And oh my gosh, you guys, I literally see them right now. I'm recording in my car. This is where I have my best podcast recordings, but there they are. I was just talking about you. So what I was, sorry, you guys, what I was saying in him escaping his crate last night is when we moved back the divider, I think Max did something with like the side door. We never used the side door of that crate. We really don't need the double door. I don't know. It just like came with the one we got. We only ever use the front one. But I think when he moved the divider, it like messed up something with the side door where it wasn't like latched completely shut, and all it would take for him is, you know, like a paw to it and it would open, sort of thing. Because when we noticed that he wasn't in there and the door was open, it was completely open, which honestly made me feel better, because my worry would be is that like he could sort of like squeeze out a corner that was sort of open and like harm himself. I don't know. I just feel like I was in mom mode and like freaking out. Like, how did he get out? Is he okay? Sort of thing. But the door obviously just opened really easily and he was able to escape. So that was just really crazy. We were just so confused. We're like, what is going on? And he loves being under the bed too. So he was just sleeping under there. But yeah, that was just really crazy that that happened, because he normally has been, to be completely honest, you guys, like putting himself to bed. He's been so good with the crate training. He's done so good. It's crazy to look back and see how like the first couple weeks went, because he would just whine and whine in there, you know, like cry because he was just a little puppy and had separation anxiety. And we just worked so hard to try to make it like a safe, like home oasis space in there, really cozy and just nice. And I think finally it just clicked, and we'll leave the door open during the day. And when he's tired, you guys, he'll just wander in there for naps. Like, we don't even have to put him in there anymore. Or at night, what I was saying, he'll put himself to bed. So like last night he put himself to bed and we closed the door, and I guess the other one was like low key kind of open already. So we got out, we woke up in the night and we were like freaking out. Where is he? But we're all good. Everything's good. And we were so impressed too. We were like, wow, if he had like the whole room to himself, we thought that he would have like had an accident somewhere because he had so much room to roam. But he didn't. So I'm so impressed. He hasn't had an accident, I'm knocking on wood, in so long, you guys. Like, seriously, so long. I think he's like 99% potty trained. He just like is getting it. So that has been really good update with Brody, but just really funny that he escaped his crate and we are just way more careful with it now and making sure everything is latched correctly, okay? New parenting fail that I thought you might be interested in. Another thing I thought could be fun to mention, fun, but like important, is you guys know how I'm always talking about being gentle with yourself. And like last week I was talking about just my mantra of like, you are enough. And sometimes that will just kind of like recirculate in my mind and it really helps. Like, you are enough. What you're doing is enough. You know, like everything is enough. Like every aspect of your life, you can just answer with you are enough. And it sort of like makes you feel better. But, that being said, this morning I just like was not feeling so hot. Like I just wasn't feeling good. I had a really bad headache. I don't like not to like blame it on this. I was gonna say, I don't know if it's like TMI, but you guys know I'm open. I literally just got my period. So I just feel like the first like day or two for me is just rough. Like my back and my stomach hurts and I just like, whatever. Wasn't feeling good this morning. Oh, also this is like sort of embarrassing to admit, but you guys know I was like getting back in my running grind in quarantine. And I literally think about how in like maybe April or May, I would go run 5 miles and I was like, good. Like that was like pretty, that was probably like the longest I could do, but like I wasn't sore. It was just like, I was really tired and I didn't run for so long because I just like got out of it again. And I think 2 days ago now, I was like, I miss running so bad. And I went and ran 3 miles and I'm always like fine during it. But then at the end or like when I am walking the next, like however long to like get back home, I'm like, uh-oh, like my legs hurt. And then it's like, I'm so sore to the point that like yesterday and today, I feel like I can't even walk normally. Like it's so embarrassing. And I clearly was just like pushing myself too hard. So I just want to say, don't be dumb like me. It's like, I know, but I do it anyway. Like I've learned my lesson the hard way before, but I'm like, this time will be different. Like I won't be sore. Like it's so bad. Like I just look like I have 2 torn ACLs. I'm not even kidding. It like reminds me how it felt when I tore my ACL and my leg would just buckle because my quads are just that sore. It's always my quads. I don't know what it is, if it's like the way I run, but it's like so painful. Like I feel like my thighs are just covered in bruises. Like I can't even touch them. Like Max is like, you need to roll out. And I'm like, no, like I literally, like I can't. It's just so painful. Like I'll roll over my bed and like my legs aren't that bad. What I'm trying to say is I was just like not feeling great. Like I'm not feeling my best because I just pushed it way too hard and like literally injured myself. So I just wanted to say that I'm really proud of myself. I was so gentle with myself this morning and I just like cuddled in bed with Brody after we woke up and after I took him on a little walk and I was like, you know what? I'm taking the day off. I'm not working out because I physically don't think my legs can. It's so bad. And like I did Chase's bar class yesterday and I'm like, oh my God, my legs are literally gonna fall off. So I'm like, I'm being gentle with myself, listening to my body and gonna freaking relax and just do makes me happy today and focus on that. I'm excited to record this podcast. I'm excited because it's a nice, sunny, happy day. Like I swear the weather just affects my mood so much. It's nice and sunny and warm today. Like it hasn't been warm in a while. So yeah, I just want to say maybe that can motivate you guys to just like take some time for yourself and some me time, some self-care, because it felt really good. And also I had 2 Oreos after my breakfast. And they were really good. And I normally wouldn't have dessert after my breakfast like that. But I was just like, YOLO. Like, I'm living my best life today. So sometimes you just need Oreos after your breakfast or for breakfast. You know, who knows? Last thing I want to say, little chit-chat section, is how much I love birthdays. Like they are just so exciting to me. Is it anybody else? I don't know. The reason I'm saying this is because tomorrow is Max's mom's birthday. And I think everyone's like, Gretchen, why are you so excited? Like I've just been talking about it so much because I'm so excited that it's her birthday. And it's just, I think that there's like a birthday at all because I just love birthdays. Like, I don't know why I've just always been so excited about birthdays. Like they're just such like a fun day. I think I just love any reason to celebrate and a birthday is like the biggest reason to celebrate. So something about especially like other people's birthdays, like not my own. I don't know. Like, I just get so excited for them. And I'm like, oh, are you so happy? Like, do you feel a year older? Like, what do you want? Like, what are your goals for this year? Like, I don't know. Like, I just get so excited. It's like a new chapter. It's almost like your own personal, like, new year. Like, a new, yeah, like, you know, like New Year's Eve, except it's your birthday Eve. I don't know. So I'm just really excited about that. And I just feel like it's really the little things, you guys, especially in quarantine. Like, I'm just so excited to, like, celebrate and probably have birthday cake. Like, I can't wait. So I think just finding little reasons and moments to be really excited for and like joyful over just really help. I was having a really rough day the other day. What was that? I don't even know. And Max and I gave Brody a bath in the afternoon and it literally turned around my whole day. Like, it was so crazy. I was just feeling like so down and just doing this, and it was so fun and something we could do together. And Brody was actually like enjoying it. He wasn't really hating it. And he was just all clean and happy, and we were just playing after and like drying him off. And it just like literally changed the whole trajectory of my day. And I just had like the best mindset. And I was like, life is good. Like, I'm happy. I'm like happy and healthy. And so is my dog and my boyfriend and my family. Like, we're good, you know? So I don't know. Little things like that. I just thought that would be fun to have a little chit chat with you guys here at the end. But yeah, I think that's it for this episode this week, you guys. I just thought it could be important to talk about everything that I talked about, especially if you're in college, post-grad, something like that. I sort of talked about a bunch of different things, but yeah, that's just what's been on my mind, and I always like keeping it really authentic to like what I'm going through, what I'm thinking about. And I just had a moment this past week, if I'm being honest. I was driving with Max, and I just started crying, and he's like, what the heck is going on? And I was just like, I miss college. I miss living so close to my friends, talking to them so much, being around them. Like, I just miss it so bad. So yes, don't take it for granted, especially if you have friends close to you that like are physically close to you and live nearby, or if you're in college and anything like that. So I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you in my next episode. Bye.